Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Scott doing a production. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, you got the iPhone, you got the tablet, you got the iPoppy, you got the laptop, you got the sit-down at the big clunky PC, Androids, the whole nine. You're wearing a watch. It not only tells time, it gives you sound. It lets you pull up the entertainment that you want to pull up. Well, guess what? The entertainment you want to pull up is me. Me. Nobody else, just me. We only get you for a little bit of time during the course of the day. You know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, hour. You're getting the kids off to school, spouse off to work, heading to the gym, heading to the lover, heading to the airport, did I throw that in there? Yeah, okay. Look, as brief as we have you there, we want you attached to us. So you use the personal device. You go to the platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. We're right there for you. What are you going to do? /talk. Listen live. Boop. There it is. You're already sitting at your desk. It's early in the morning. Way early in the morning. But guess what? Nothing wrong with that. Trying to brown nose the boss. Trying to get that raise. Trying to get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Yep. Go to our website, sportsbylineusa.com. Click on the listen live button. We're right there for you. Look, what's most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls that protect our six each and every day. You know we do Army-Navy from wherever the location is each year. It's going to be Philly for a couple of years. Then we're going to do one local here in New York, which is convenient for me because I can sleep in my own bed or somebody else's, depending upon who I meet. But with that being said, they protect our six. And no joke, you're walking into Starbucks, you're online somewhere, see somebody in a uni, thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, be on your way because they're heading towards it while we're running away from it. Let's tap out right there when we come back. More fun and frivolity here in the Attack on Black. You're not.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
To set the table for today, if it's basketball, well, it's got to involve LeBron James, don't you think? Till he basically falls off the map, which the guy's 33 years old, man. I mean, I remember when he was a child in diapers coming into the league. He was a diaper dandy, to steal a Dick Vitale. Coming in, and he looked like he was 32 years old then, and a full-grown man. But now, every time he opens his mouth, every time he waves his hand, every time he dunks a basketball, every time he makes a move involving the Cavalier franchise, because he does run the franchise, Dan Gilbert just writes the checks, it's all about LeBron, and rightfully so. And it has leaked out that in the offseason, when he opts out of his contract, which he will do, and this was reported by the Ringer's Kevin O'Connor, once free agency starts, it will come down to four teams. The Cadavers, otherwise known as the Cavaliers. The Fakers, otherwise known as the Lakers. The Tankers, otherwise known as the 76ers. And what will be the defending NBA champions, the Houston Rockets, as a team, or the teams, with an opportunity to land LeBron James. And that's going to start down a path that perhaps they don't want to go down at this point in time. I understand why he's opting out. He keeps his options open. And I got to tell you something. I listen to some of the people in our business. I try not to make a habit of it because I want my opinions to be unique and I want my opinions to be my own and belonging to nobody else. But one of the things I hear consistently is the tarnishing of LeBron's legacy. Man, nothing could be further from the truth. And it just goes to show you that the people who pontificate and opine, doing what we do for a living here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I don't care if it's me or the Jefe or Tittle or whatever it is, we get it for the most part here on this network because we have unique voices. Elsewhere, out in vocal land, they don't get it. They regurgitate the same nonsense over and over and over again. And all you hear is, well, this is going to tarnish LeBron's legacy. And, you know, all the rings that he's won, if he jumps on the bandwagon and he goes to Houston after they win a championship, it's going to tarnish. Oh, God, please shut up. People don't have the slightest concept about how sports in the 21st century works. It's about do re mi. It's about putting yourself in a position to win a championship regardless of who you win it with. Sometimes it's about hanging out and playing with your friends, just like you did in the schoolyard when you were a kid and you wanted to play with Lefty and Swifty and Eggy and all the other guys whose last names ended in a Y or a vowel. And you had a good time doing it and you really didn't care what other people think. And what people don't grasp is that today's athletes don't give a flying bleep about what people think about their legacy. So for people like me and others who pontificate and spout and spew and all the other stuff that comes out of their mouth, you don't get it. You don't understand how the modern athlete works. They don't care what you think. You can throw it out there all you want. Doesn't matter. All that matters is, number one, the paycheck is forthcoming. Number two, it's the maximum amount of money I can get going into a situation that I want to be in. And number three, it gives me an opportunity to win. Because 20 years from now, when LeBron is off the stage and I'm taking a dirt nap, the only thing that they care about at that, or LeBron will care about at that point in time, is when he's appearing on an ESPN documentary or a TMZ documentary or an NBA.com documentary, or he's running a franchise, whatever circumstances are, is that he has a bunch of jewelry hanging off his fingers. The rest of it doesn't matter. And where he gets it is completely irrelevant. The only misstep that LeBron has ever made in his professional life is sitting down with Jim Gray and blowing it up to be this magnificent event, The Decision, where he was going to Miami, where everybody knew he was going to Miami, and turning it into a media circus where about 80% of the media was turned off because they were the 80% of the media who didn't get the opportunity to break the story. It's literally what it comes down to. So when you're talking about this kind of situation and you're talking about him at the end of the year opting out, he's going to make the call. And there's all kinds of stuff involved and there's all kinds of things that we can talk about, what team is where and where it fits and what the best opportunity is and all that. And frankly, on the other side of the break, that's what we're going to get into. But as far as him making this decision, and believe me, this story has broken, and everybody today is going to be talking about, oh, it's a, and LeBron, and, you know, where's he going to go? I'm going to make bet with Houston because it's Chris Paul, and he's got to stay loyal to Cleveland, and he wants to go out to L.A., and blah, 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 and the 76ers have such a young core. He's going to go in there, and he's going to be the man, and they're going to win everything. I mean, yeah, nobody knows Dick. Okay? They don't know squadouche. Nothing. Nothing. Zip. Bupkis. Nada. The only person that knows is LeBron. And he may have already decided. Then again, he might not have. And if he hasn't, he'll weigh the options at the end of the year. And he'll talk it over with relatives and advisors and his agent. And maybe Magic, once Magic can't be fined anymore by the league. And he'll make his call. The only difference between this and when he went to Miami is that he's not going to do it in front of Jim Gray or Bob Black or Charles Barkley or Shaquille O'Neal or anybody else that's in the media right now. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Nor should it, by the way. It's the same kind of nonsense that was being talked about last year with Kevin Durant. Right? Now, Kevin Durant skips town. Oklahoma City is up in arms. I get it. It's a town that's always had a chip on its shoulder because they play second fiddle to everybody. And they weren't pleased with the fact that Kevin Durant left town. His restaurant closed because nobody would go anymore. They embraced Russell Westbrook because Russell eventually sign the extension for the max money. He's loyal. He's loyal. No, he's loyal to max money. And, oh, by the way, he could still opt out. Which, if he thinks he can't win a championship, guess what? That's going to happen, too. Because the grand experiment in OKC is doing okay. Not doing great, not doing bad. It's doing okay. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant won a ring. And I'll throw the same scenario out there. 20 years later, Kevin Durant is sitting in front of a gray 450-pound Shaquille O'Neal on the set of TNT. Charles is dead. Kenny Smith still looks like he could play point guard. Ernie Johnson is, you know, 109 years old and playing George Burns. Well, you think Kevin Durant's going to care whether anybody thinks his legacy is tarnished because he won a ring on a team that had won a championship previously? Freak no. They'll just be talking about the ring and or rings. And that's where we step aside. On the other side of the break, more on LeBron and why most people don't get it. I'm black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Scott Cuddy doing the production. Add little tweaks and a panache to the show that we all like. We're talking about LeBron, the fact that the report has leaked out, that it's down to four teams in the offseason as opposed to what direction he's going to go in, what team he's going to jump on and jump on their bandwagon and try to win, you know, last championship or two before he goes out the door. 33-year-old LeBron James, and that's what it comes down to. It's a matter of winning rings. And like I said, most people that do what I do for a living don't get it. They will fall back. As you're listening to sports talk during the rest of today, you will be listening to people talking about the fact, oh, is LeBron, it's going to be tarnished. It's going to be, it doesn't matter where he goes. He sold that once before. He sold that again. Nope. See, LeBron, and I don't want to get into the off the court stuff because we can have a different conversation about that. But when it comes down to playing the sport and marketing his talent, okay? And I'm not going to get into the lists and all that garbage because I don't believe in it, number one. And there's so much greatness over the course of anything. And I don't care if it's authors or actors or sports figures, baseball players, football players, basketball players, whatever the circumstances are. You can create your own list. And it is a criteria for everything. Most dominant player ever? Wilt Chamberlain. Easy. Best winner ever? Bill Russell. Easy. Best player ever? Then you start getting into debates. Okay? But LeBron's in the top 10. He is. Oh, Bob, he's got to be one of the top three. He's in the top 10. When you start talking about greatness in a particular sport, he's in the top 10. Qualification, quantification, you can make it work for you any way you want. You can count rings, you can do statue, I don't care, okay? But in this era, Steph Curry, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, LeBron's the best. But what LeBron has taken control of, which people don't recognize, is his career. Okay? Now dig it. Back when Kurt Flood and Andy Messerschmidt went to court, Kurt Flood ended his career fighting for free agency. Andy Messerschmidt went to court, won. I remember when he got that $333,000 contract. And it was the end of the world. Sports is ruined as we know it. Well, you fast forward to today's world. And here sits LeBron James, the king, with all due respect to Enes Kanter. Best in the game. Best of his era. Has won rings. He does it his way. Okay? He does it his way. People resent that. There's a certain segment of American society that thinks that athletes owe it, that there's a loyalty to the franchise, and they should be loyal no matter what. They should sacrifice millions no matter what, that somehow they owe something to the fan base, in this case for LeBron, to stay in Cleveland. Nothing could be further from the truth. First of all, LeBron was fortunate for a kid from Akron to get drafted by the Cavaliers. The first draft pick that year, he was the guy. It could have gone otherwise. And then the other city, whoever ended up picking him, would have been screaming bloody murder when he opted out and he went to Miami. These kids are treated like cattle. They don't have any choice as to where they start their career. It would be like me saying, well, you know, I had the choice of working here in New York for WFAN, and I had the choice of working for Sports Byline USA, and I had the choice for working for WTDT in Tampa. a 10,000-watt station. That, well, since you're coming out now and you declared your eligibility, Bob, we're going to send you to WTTT to be a radio announcer. Well, I don't want to work there. They're going to pay me $18,000 a year, and you know, I make better money here. And you know, no, it doesn't work that way. You don't have a choice. That's where you're going. Well, bleep you, I don't want to go. Well, then you're not going to work. Oh. I guess I'll go to Tampa. And no disrespect to Tampa. But that's how sports operates. You get drafted. You don't have a choice. There's very few options. In baseball, if they draft you out of high school, you can accept your scholarship offer. And the team retains your rights for a while, but if you ride out the full four, then you go back into the draft. Football, unless you're John Elway and Eli Manning, and they played high-stakes poker. They blinked. You know, I always get a kick out of that. Now, fortunately for San Diego, and granted, Eli's won a couple of championships with the Giants, and Philip Rivers has not with San Diego. But it's not Philip Rivers' fault that they haven't won a championship. It just played out that way. That class was deep. They could have taken Roethlisberger. They didn't. You know, there were three great quarterbacks in that draft. And all three teams that ended up with the QBs that year have had success. Ultimate success went to Pittsburgh and the Giants. San Diego hasn't gotten there yet. And maybe they won't. Not Philip Rivers' fault. But Eli played hardball, and he ticked off the Charger brass so much that they were not going to put him on the team no matter what. Elway did the same thing. He was not going to go to Indianapolis. You need to think about that. History of the Indianapolis Colts. Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, and can you imagine had they had John Elway? My goodness gracious. You think that franchise would have won more than just a couple of Super Bowls? One Super Bowl? Yellow. Well, LeBron's in the same boat. He treats the business like a business, and people don't like that. It's all right for him to be a commodity. But when he takes control of the situation and he says, well, okay, I'm a commodity. I'm going to max out what I want, and I'm going to play how I want it to play out. People get all ticked off. Oh, doesn't work that way. Can't have it both ways. Can't. And he's fighting the battle. Now, as far as the teams that he's talking about going to, you know, he could stay in Cleveland. That chapter is still to be written. Management did a good job of flipping everything at the franchise at the trade deadline, and they put a very good team around him. I think how deep they go is going to go a long way in determining whether or not he re-ups. And don't forget, Cleveland did not give up the Nets draft pick. So they're going to get more than likely a top five draft pick in a very deep draft. That's going to be appealing to LeBron. It's absolutely going to be appealing to LeBron. The other team that they're talking, one of the other teams that they're talking about is Houston. Now, they have to do some creative stuff there, but in theory, they could do it. Now, if they win a championship this year, which I think is going to happen, actually, I think Golden State's vulnerable and Houston's hungry. Yeah, they're going to want him? Yeah, I guess. And he could go there and they'll probably win another one. It's a distinct possibility. Does he fit within the roster? Yeah, I would imagine they would be happy to move along from Trevor Ariza and put LeBron James in his place. I think they would be comfortable doing that. And LeBron has always been a willing passer. Chris Paul adjusted his game this year. And James Harden is the lead dog. And he would continue to be. That would be the only fly in the ointment, the only monkey in the wrench. Would LeBron be willing to play second fiddle to James Harden? These and other answers to these questions. Right after this short timeout, we head for the exit ramp. We pay some bills and we'll come back right after this. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Again, Nance started that with a passing. It ends up with LeBron getting the layup, but it began with Nance on the low block.
Rockets with a one-point lead. Harden with the basketball. Looking inside. Jumper. Baseline. The Rockets may have to win this from inside the three-point line tonight.
DeRozan has 25 and a half. DeMar DeRozan, six to go. Got all the way to the bucket.
Dominant dynamite! Detonates on Detroit!
I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with The Attack. We're talking NBA. We're talking LeBron specifically. And I'm examining the teams that are potential landing spots for LeBron and whether or not they're legitimate fits. Everything's a legitimate fit when it comes to LeBron. Okay? The money is not problematic. It's just not, because he has made more money than he will ever need in his life. It's all about winning. People will get creative with the cap and try to make it work. As we talked about, Cleveland, obviously a landing spot. Houston, obviously a landing spot, which leaves the Lakers and the 76ers. Now, LeBron has a place in L.A., and there's, I guess, a fit. The reason why L.A. is appealing is that they have the opportunity for two max contracts. Now, it's all well and good that they have the room for two max contracts, but whether or not the fit is there remains to be seen. Now, again, you can put a square peg in a round hole, but there's no any really great mystery here. LeBron needs the basketball. LeBron handles the basketball. If it's Houston, he would subjugate his game to a certain point, let James Harden be the lead dog. But when the ball was in his hand, they'll go to work. And he'll do what he does best, which is either score or facilitate. With this LA team, it would be an interesting situation. Brook Lopez will be gone. He's coming off the book. Zubac, does he protect the rim? Yeah. You know, you'd probably end up with Julius Randle playing a lot of five. I mean, maybe that's the direction they go in. I mean, Zubac's young. They'd like him to progress, but if he's not ready, he's not ready, and they're certainly not going to blow the opportunity if they get LeBron for a couple of years to win a championship by playing a guy who can't handle it. Julius Randle, more than likely at 6'9", 250, would play a lot of five. Can he protect the rim? No. No. Absolutely not. LeBron theoretically plays small forward. What happens to Brandon Ingram, who's averaging 17 points a game? He goes to the bench. He going to be happy with that? He's a young player. No. Does this stunt the development of Kyle Kuzma, who was on his, and again, I understand why Los Angeles is doing this, but just because of the fact that Kuzma's a young, up-and-coming talent. This guy's going to be a star. Star. Okay? So, you know, he's stunting his growth. And then what about Lonzo? You know, very quietly, since he came back from the injury, Lonzo's playing good basketball. Real good basketball. 7 assists a game, 10 points, and 7 rebounds. The shot's been better. The last 10 games, which he's played 6, 30 minutes a game, 46% from the field, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, and 12 points. Not bad. But he's got to have the ball in his hand. You know, that's the thing. Now, understand this. If Lonzo is the future of your franchise, and look, there ain't no comparison. LeBron's better than Lonzo 100 times over. But if Lonzo's the face of your franchise in the future, what are you going to do, bury him on the bench? It's not going to be Isaiah Thomas in the lineup, because if LeBron's going there, Isaiah ain't going to be on the team. And with those two max contracts, who's your other guy? Is it Paul George? Just for the sake of discussion, okay? Lonzo Ball, Paul George in the backcourt, Zubac and Julius Randle at the center position. Brandon Ingram goes to the bench. LeBron's playing small forward. And Kyle Kuzma plays the power forward. Very, very good team. Good enough to beat Houston? Good enough to beat Golden State? I don't know. Which brings us to the 76ers. All right. A team that I would not want to face in the playoffs this year. But a team that is still trying to figure out how to win. Understandable. Where does LeBron fit in? Well, he certainly would slot out Robert Covington. And Covington would go to the bench. Not a bad deal. Sitting there with TJ McConnell. If he was the added piece to this team, I would make them the favorite to win the championship. I would, over anybody in the West. LeBron and Joel Embiid together become the power team in the East. You got Ben Simmons handling the ball as well. You got a legit rim protector in Joel Embiid. Dario Saric, you don't got to run plays for him. He's turned into the ultimate power forward. And then J.J. Redick from the perimeter. That would be the team. If LeBron is seriously talking about championships, that's the team. And they could make it work for a year, maybe two. Because from that point on, they'd have to pay people. And they wouldn't be able to afford it. Because everybody's contract who's on that team will be coming up. Then, you know, people got to be paid. And LeBron or no LeBron, they're going to want theirs. So, just from a strictly basketball perspective, if I'm LeBron James, I go with the 76ers. And actually, I think when it comes down to it, I think that's where he's going to go. I really do. Strictly from a basketball perspective. People are saying L.A., I don't see the fit. I got to be honest. And, yeah, I honestly think it comes down to them in Cleveland. I think he'll be smart enough to let it ride out west, let them battle it out, let Golden State, let Houston, the up-and-coming Timberwolves, whoever. And let it go. And then just come out of the East. Because, you know, honestly, if LeBron signed with the 76ers, I don't see anybody in the East being able to stop them. I just don't. Now, it could go the other way. This could all be much ado about nothing. But if it ends up being about winning another championship, that's his best bet. Because if he signs with the Lakers, there is absolutely zero guarantee. That they would even get out of the West. Simple as that. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Again, playoffs are right around the corner. You know what might not end up happening? You know what might not end up happening for the first time in a long time? San Antonio might not end up being in the playoffs, which that in itself would be an extraordinary story. But if it goes down that way, don't be surprised. They're 10 games over 500 right now. They're fifth in the West. But they're 2.5 games from being in the ninth slot. And there are teams around them that are playing much better ball than they are right now. Fact check. 3-7 in their last 10. Everybody above them is playing extraordinary basketball. And the teams that are below them, if a couple of them get hot, San Antonio, for the first time in a long time, could be on the outside looking in. And, you know, don't forget, you heard it here first. National Football League, before we move on to other things. Aqib Talib goes to the Rams. They just got Marcus Peters. Two, shall we say, troubled human beings. If they can keep them on a straight and narrow, it's going to be very difficult to throw against the Rams. A lot of these teams are making cuts because of the fact there ain't a whole lot of cashish available with the cap. And actually, in raising the cap, they put less money out there than what was expected. Talib wanted to go to the Patriots, and it couldn't work it out. He ended up going to Rams. He's going to play under Wade Phillips, who gets the best out of everybody. Rams jettisoned Robert Quinn, the mighty one, and Ogletree in the last couple of days. Tavon Austin's going to go. Trumaine Johnson's going to be allowed to walk, especially with the addition of the two quarterbacks. Cornerbacks, not quarterbacks. And Denver moves on. Denver's got cap issues. Talib leads all active cornerbacks in interceptions, 32 since he entered the league back in 2008. And Peters, 19, are the most over the last three seasons. Hello. Try throwing on that defense. What we're going to do right now is throw it to break, come back, wrap up this hour here on The Attack. I'm back. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right. Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. A lot of stuff going on in NCAA. We'll be talking more on Monday about Le Bobel and who's in, who's out. Colin Sexton gets the game-winning shot, keeping the Crimson Tide alive. Notre Dame bites the dust. Marquette bites the dust. Texas bites the dust. Oklahoma State bites the dust. And all those teams right now sit and wait. There's justification of leaving them out. There's justification for including them. And we will find out on Sunday. Good story. And it's funny, this is going to be one of the more unique one-and-dones in the history of college basketball. And that is Michael Porter Jr., who got hurt in the season opener against Iowa State, took the court, and wasn't really much of anything, but did show that he was healthy. He got 12 points, 8 boards, 17 shots. He was 5 of 17. He showed he can get up and down the court. Didn't look like he was struggling as far as his ability to get up and down. And like I said, he's going to be one of the more unique one-and-dones ever. He will have played 2 games in his college career. I Missouri's going to make the tournament, are they? Yeah, maybe. 20-12, they should get in. So he'll play some more. But as it stands right now, but it was good to see him back out on the court. Good story. Kevin Stallings got fired at Pittsburgh after 0-19 in the ACC. No, not such a good story. He's a good coach. He's going to land somewhere. But ACC eats people up, and welcome to the club. Let's tap out right there. Hope you enjoyed this hour. Hope you enjoyed the show itself. Have a great one, everybody.